I try to shake off the cold as I stomp my feet into the art building. Small backpack slung over my shoulder, big, wet parka and oversized winter boots, all soaked in the sticky, slushy snow of early December on campus. I'm trying to get to my job. It's an easy gig, just a couple of nights a week, and it pays better than anything else I could find, especially given my schedule. It's a little weird as I walk up this long stairway, knowing that as I pass people by, many of them have seen me naked. Even stranger as I move towards the drawing studio and the hallway was peppered with charcoal drawings of nude men and women. Some of them charcoal drawings of me. Some are quick gesture drawings, 5 smudges of charcoal on newsprint, and some are more detailed with a spark of personal recognition. That wasn't just a random woman's nose, it was mine. That wasn't a nondescript shape made between the character's hip and ribs. That was my waist. Some of the pieces were truly beautiful, actually. This had little to do with me specifically, I think. It would be false to say I don't think I'm attractive. I do keep in good shape since I'm a dance major. I have smooth muscles, lush curves, and thoughtful eyes. No, it has much more to do with the artists in this freshman drawing class. So many of them came to this school with talent and drive, but skills were something that was developing slowly over time. You were the one helping these people develop their talents. You were their instructor in the first few years of your teaching career, 30-ish and young enough to be enthusiastic yourself. My job was simply to stand there in a pose, an immovable statue for these students to draw. This left a lot of time for my mind to wander and for my eyes to follow you around the room, as you bounced from student to student, correcting lines, opening the people to new ways of thinking about shapes, textures, and light. I've been working in this job for the entirety of the semester. I have the routine down pat. I come into class promptly at 6 p.m. on Tuesdays and Thursday nights. I go back to the little dressing area on the side of the studio while you discuss the concepts for tonight's class, and I change out of my parka, snow boots, jeans, and 3 shirts. I strip down to nothing and I tie my hair up in a knot on the top of my head. I've done it this way for the last few weeks because I overheard you telling one of your students that it would be a shame to not correctly capture the elegance of my long neck. After I check myself in the full-length mirror, I slip on the black, satin, thigh-high robe that I've folded neatly in my backpack. I slide my feet into a simple pair of sandals and I walk out, finding a corner of the studio to wait and watch, until you motion to me, asking me to step into the middle of the studio. You're polite and distant, same as always. Though we have spent countless hours in the same room, you studying my body, me watching you teach. We haven't spoken any more than pleasantries. The studio is arranged with drawing horses all around, so no matter where I am or how I position myself, there will be eyes on my every angle. There's no hiding, and these people are being taught to observe. Everything about my form is bare to them. The students can all hide behind enormous drawing boards, though. They're nothing but a sea of heads and eyes popping up over the boards like alligators out of a swamp. I look at you expectantly, knowing that you'll give me some kind of instruction in the next moment or so. Sometimes it's completely nude, sometimes it's the black robe draped over me interestingly. Sometimes I'm sitting, sometimes standing, or even lying down. Tonight you simply ask me to start moving, and then inform me that you'll let me know when I hit a pose that you like. I ask if you want the robe on or off, and you ask me politely to remove it. This part never stops feeling strange. It's always a bit of a shock to the system to disrobe, let it fall over my shoulders, graze my hip, and slip down into my waiting hand behind me. I take a deep breath and quickly remove it, draping it over an empty drawing horse not occupied by any students. I start to move. I don't know what to do, and there's no music, so I can't go on my normal instincts. I decide to walk myself through some of our warm-ups in my morning dance class, stretching my muscles, creating elongated forms with my body, running my hands along my sides, over my legs, arms, neck. I feel you watching me, but I do my best just to move, knowing you'll stop me when you like something. I do suspect, though, that you are watching me for just a tad longer than necessary. You quietly say stop, with this kind of intensity that always shakes me a bit. You've decided that you'll have me on the stool, one leg extended to the ground, and the other hooked into the rung of the stool, my arms outstretched in an arc over my body, my torso forming a smooth half-circle as my body bends sideways over my outstretched leg. Of course, you've chosen a pose that will test my flexibility, stamina, and strength. I sigh, but I carefully force my face to remain impassive. This is going to be a rough evening, and I wonder how I'm going to hold the pose for 3 hours. Perched lightly at the edge of the stool, my muscles extended just beyond where they're comfortable. No matter. It's a well-paying gig, and it'll probably produce some interesting drawings. All in the name of art. Or something. The students in the class take a moment to rearrange themselves, finding the best angles for their drawing. After a little shuffling around, students trying to stay out of each other's ways while still getting the perfect view of me, the energy of the room settles down to a nice, comfortable hum. I hear the scratching of charcoal on paper, fingers rubbing and smudging on the surfaces, people shifting in their seats while they settle in for a comfortable few hours. So long as I keep my body in the same position, I'm free to let my eyes wander around the room. I take in the students, all late teens to early 20s, mostly in the standard art school uniform. Beat-up jeans, boots, and sweatshirts or pullovers that have all seen better days. Their hands are already black with charcoal, and their faces are starting to get that way, too. You pop around the room, ricocheting from student to student, making a few quick strokes on their page, giving gentle reminders and enthusiastic encouragement where you can. Your eyes move from their drawing boards to my figure and back again, making small adjustments. After we've been in the room for about 45 minutes, you've made your way to all of the students once, and from habit, I know you'll check on them again once more before the mid-class break. For now, though, you're leaning against a cabinet in the back of the studio, your arms folded, one leg crossed casually over the other, and you are watching me, looking intensely at me. And suddenly, I feel more naked than I have this entire semester. I'm not sure what it is, what's different tonight, but you aren't just studying the planes of my body, trying to pinpoint how to articulate the light and shadows on my skin. You're staring directly into my eyes. I gaze back, my defensive attempt to make you leave me alone with my thoughts. You've paid for the privilege to look at the light as it plays on my body, but you seem to want more. Normally, when I stare directly at someone, they look away. You don't. Your serious eyes squint a little, as though you're trying to solve a difficult puzzle in your head. Mine harden in response. I've noticed you all semester. I've gone a little breathless when you gently touch me, those calloused hands on my shoulders, guiding me to the correct position or helping me down from the perch during breaks. When you've spoken broadly about me to your class, I've gone pink in the cheeks, furious that your attention, although not directly placed on me, per se, has made me physically react. Even worse, I've gone home after the 3-hour class and slipped into the shower, the only private place in my overcrowded dorm building, and fingered myself to orgasm, thinking about those hands, strong, dexterous, and still gentle, all over my body. I hate that you take up any space in my head at all, since this is a job and I'm not here to make attachments. A few more months and I'll be graduated from my master's program, auditioning all over the country and planning on moving anyway. All these things running through my head, and yet you keep staring. Don't you have some students to go teach or something? Quit looking at me. I know this is a ridiculous thing to think while I'm naked on a makeshift stage in an art class, but seriously, it's like you're trying to get inside my head and you haven't been invited there. I let my eyes flick over the clock and back at you, and I pointedly raise an eyebrow. I'm going to need a break pretty soon, and you should go earn your teacher's salary. You raise an eyebrow back at me, and then you smirk, one corner of your mouth twitching upward just slightly. And you push yourself off the cabinet, and with long, casual strides, you start your second round of student consultation. Inwardly, I take a sigh of relief. Shell firmly back in place, I start counting down the minutes until the break. I've done such a great job of holding this pose for the past hour, but it's starting to wear on me. My leg is going numb, as are my toes on my other foot. The arm that's arched over my head is decidedly not numb. It's on fire. My torso is twisted uncomfortably at this point, one side stretched and strained, the other crunched in an uncomfortable knot. I can't wait until the room clears out and I can stretch my body, loosen some of the kinks that are starting to form, move around a little to get my blood flowing again. You clap your hands and tell the class that we're taking a 15-minute break. And suddenly, the room is a clamor of coats and hats as they shuffle out of the room to their breaks. Some of them sneak outside for a quick smoke break. Some just go to the hallway so they can get a little change of scenery. Some run to their other studio labs to check on other projects. In a matter of moments, the room is cleared out, and my robe is secured safely around my body. Unself-consciously, I sit on the floor and start to stretch, twisting my body, rolling my ankles, luxuriating in the simple pleasure of movement. My eyes are closed. I'm enjoying it so intensely. And then I hear you clear your throat. I look up, and there you are again, leaning against the cabinet, shirt sleeves rolled up and arms crossed in front of you. You're staring at me again. I try to ignore the penetrating gaze and instead focus on the pleasantries. I continue to stretch and work my body back into shape, and while I do, I start to chatter. I thank you for my position in class. I know you have a lot of choices among the student body, and the main office in the art department tells me that you have requested me in specific from the pool of available models. I ask if you have any holiday plans, since we're close to the end of the semester. You say you're going to see your sister. Clumsily, shyly, I ask if you'll be taking your girlfriend back with you to your hometown. You smirk again and tell me there is no girlfriend. You're single. And I blush again, harder, more intensely than before. Absent-mindedly, I grimace as I try to work out a knot that's formed in my back, inside my right shoulder blade. You stroll over to where I'm sitting, and you sit down on your heels. Almost hesitantly, you ask what's hurting. I tell you, and you reach out your hands to me. May I? You ask. You tell me you have been complimented on your skills at giving a back rub. You seem almost bashful, like you know that if you touch me there will be some kind of barrier crossed. I give you one long look, and I nod. I pull the robe down over my shoulders, leaving it wrapped chastely around my cleavage, and I duck my head to expose my back. You take your charcoal-smudged fingers and expertly find the knot, doing slow, hard circles around it to relieve it. I can't help it. I let out a moan. Instantly, I clap my hand over my mouth, apologize, and tell you that it's been there for weeks. You laugh easily and tell me not to worry about it. And then you lean into my ear, and your voice drops to a seductive purr. I can feel your hot breath against my neck, displacing a few tiny wisps of my red hair. You tell me you like it when I moan, and you intend to hear it again. I can't believe I heard that right. I turn my head sharply to look at you, and all I see is your eyes looking back at me, a hint of a smile making them crinkle just a tiny bit at the corners. I bite my lip, unsure of what to say next. I must have heard correctly, because that half-challenging, half-promising smile you wear can only be produced after saying something so shockingly inappropriate for a classroom. My body responds. I can feel my nipples grow a little stiffer, and I can feel slickness starting to work its way down from my pussy to the tops of my thighs. I open my mouth and close it a couple of times, not sure of my next move, when a couple of the students start working their way back into the classroom. You stand upright, wipe your charcoal-smudged hands on your beat-up jeans, and go to get me a glass of water. I finish my stretching, preparing for another hour and a half of class, and as the students all arrive back, you look at the clock and start to conduct class again. I assume my previous pose, and you adjust my position with your hands, making sure I am exactly in the same spot as before. I can feel the roughness of your palms, hands that have made things of beauty, administered pleasure and relief to my tired back. A thought pops into my head that, no doubt, those same hands have inflicted exacting pain when it's needed. It sends electricity up and down my body, and I spend the next 90 minutes trying to ignore the thoughts that are making me wet and uncomfortable, even while I sit here for all the students to examine. I feel so exposed. The next hour and a half seems to take a year and a half instead. My body has had enough of this pose. My pussy is getting distractingly wet, and my arms are just tired beyond belief. Also, the way you keep looking at me, I know that I wasn't wrong. Something almost happened during that break. I want the class to end right away, but I can't decide if it's so that I can leave quickly, avoiding the whole thing, or if it's because I want to stay here, see the students all gone, and find out what's behind that stare. Eventually, I see the clock tick down to 8:45, and you announce that people can start wrapping up for the night. The students know the drill. They put the masking tape off of their drawings, sign and date the corners, and then take them to the next room to spray the fixative, to set the charcoal so it won't smear. Then they pin the drawings on the wall outside of the studio. You will spend the next few days offering a grade and writing up critiques for the students to use on their next figure drawings. They arrange their gear and their coats and slowly shuffle out of the room to begin the long trek back to their dorms and late-night dinner in the dining hall. I, however, move quite a bit more slowly. I'm waiting for you to take the lead, but in the meantime, I'm going through the process of stretching out my limbs, working life back into my feet and hands. Normally, I'd rush to go put my clothing back on, but tonight's pose was particularly brutal to hold, and I've decided that I want you to be able to watch me. You start going around the room, arranging the drawing horses in a neat circle, wiping down the sink at the back of the studio, folding up drapes, and pushing the spotlights backwards. You leave them on, though. The room's lit only by them, so the light and shadow still cut my skin dramatically. I spend a few more minutes stretching until I've decided I'm as limber as I'm going to get tonight, and I pad over to the dressing area. I quietly pull my clothes out of my backpack and unfold them. I pull the band out of my hair and shake it out. It falls wildly around my shoulders. I unwrap the robe from my body, let it fall from my shoulders, and I hang it on a nearby hook. I'm about to slip into my lacy boy shorts when I feel your gaze on me. I turn around, and there you are. I bite my lip, a little shy, and I smile. You answer with a grin and say, "I've noticed you watching me, most nights, but tonight in particular. What's up with that?" I raise an eyebrow and I counter. "I've noticed you watching me, too. Most nights, but tonight in particular. Why?" You shift a little closer to me, still not touching, and say, "I like to study beauty, and you are beautiful. I'm an inherently curious person. I want to know more about the beautiful creature in front of me. Semester's almost over, and since I'm not teaching life drawing next session, I'm not sure when I'm going to have the chance to find out." My grin gets just a little wider, and my eyes take on a little extra light. "I'm an open book, generally speaking. What do you want to know?" And then you surprise me. I shouldn't have been surprised, but I am. You say, "I want to see what your face looks like when you come for me." See the way your body changes shapes when you're not performing, not so carefully practiced. My eyes widen for a fraction of a second. I lose my ability to breathe momentarily. I consider, but then I decide, fuck it, and I let my body take over. So find out, like I said, open book. I set the clothes and my hands down, and I step towards you. I reach my hands up hesitantly and start to undo the buttons of your collared shirt, starting at your neck and working all the way down to your belt. I untuck your t-shirt and run my hands underneath, my fingers exploring your stomach. You run your rough hands over my sides, tracing the hourglass shapes of my ribs, waist, and hips, very gently, almost reverently. I close my eyes, and I breathe in and out, reveling in the sensation. You lean in to kiss me softly, your lips firm and delicious, and I melt into you. I pull your shirt the rest of the way over your shoulders, and you grip my waist and pull me even closer. Eventually you break, and you take me by the hand and lead me back to the stage area. You spread out some of the spare fabric on the floor, giving us a soft place to land. You push me to the floor, and I sink down, looking up at you. You smile. What a picture I must be, my red hair falling around my shoulders, body bathed in light and darkness, my eyes big and expectant as they look up at you. Your hands start to explore my body in earnest, fingers digging into my hair, soothing my scalp, the back of your hands over my neck, which sends shivers up and down my spine. Your palms cup and caress my breasts, lingering, gently pinching my nipples, tickling the heavy undersides, and then moving along my body, grazing my ribs. When I arch my back up into your waiting hands, you push me back down to the floor. You continue your slow investigation of my body, wrapping your thick hands around the smallest part of my waist, letting them travel underneath my body, and you lean down to kiss my smooth stomach. You work your way down my hips, over my freshly shaven mound, and you spread my legs apart. You kiss, tease, and lick me as you slowly draw closer and closer to my pussy, now soaking wet and aching. I don't want to wait any longer. I twine my fingers into your thick hair, and I gently push your face downward, silently asking you to put your tongue inside me. You chuckle and nip at my thigh. Not until you're ready, I guess. I'll have to be patient. After what seems like a decade, you finally comply, hovering just over my skin, not making contact, only breathing softly onto me. The anticipation is just killing me. Until finally, you run your tongue slowly, deliberately, up along one of my lips and down the other. I let out a moan of relief, and involuntarily, my body rises up to your waiting mouth, begging for more. Oh. You alternate between lazy circles around my clit and deep, probing movements into my pussy, occasionally punctuating with a playful flick across my clit. With your hands, you spread my legs apart, fingers pulling my lips open to give yourself better access, making my nerves feel exposed and electric. I draw closer to my orgasm until finally, oh, I can't contain it anymore. I feel the rush of my orgasm slam into me as I moan, letting the sensations fall on me. Oh, overpowering me. As soon as my orgasm starts to wane, you slide up my body and kiss me deeply, letting me taste myself on your lips and nimble tongue. You give me time to catch my breath, but it only takes a moment before I'm desperate for more. I rise a little to pull you closer. I start running my hands all over your body, finding out what parts make you shudder, what makes you sigh with pleasure. I find that when I lightly drag my fingernails over your lower back, just above your tailbone, it raises goosebumps all over your skin. When I graze my teeth over your collarbone, you shake. I tease every part of your body until you tremble, thoroughly enjoying the slightly wild look in your eyes as you get even more aroused. I turn my attention toward your cock, a small bead of pre-cum already forming on the head. I roll us over so I'm on top of you and you're lying on your back on the drapes, muscles tense with arousal, cock hard and pointing skyward, casting a stark shadow across your body in the studio lights. I lean down for a taste, and I just flick my tongue over your head. That sharp, hissing intake of breath has to be the sexiest sound I have ever heard. I flick my tongue over your head again before I take it in my mouth, swirling my tongue around, gently sucking, using more pressure, less pressure, faster, slower, then faster again, as I let your growls, sighs, and moans be my guide. I love your cock. I love its length, its thickness. I love the color, like your skin but darker. I love how it pulses with your heartbeat and the unmistakable texture. Soft, hard, smooth, veiny all at once. And the heat. Hotter and hotter the closer you get to your orgasm until I finally feel the telltale rapid pulses and your cum floods my mouth as I greedily drink it all down. Its delicious, salty taste washing down my throat. Panting, we lie there like that on the floor, sweat-soaked and blissful. Outside, two pairs of footsteps in the deserted hallway remind us that while these studios are unoccupied, they're still available for student use when class isn't in session. These particular students walk past into the painting studio down the hall, but anyhow, we decide that perhaps it's time to relocate somewhere a little more private. Tell me your office has an extremely comfortable couch, and you smirk again. Clearly, I can see the invitation in your eyes, and you know I'm going to accept it.